Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties with her crazy self.
You're going to have to tell Frankie to get her crap together.
Actually, it's Skype that was acting up. It didn't like Skype kept crashing and going in and out. So I don't know what's going on over there with you, Frankie, and your Skype, but I'm on a different computer, so we worked it out.
You may need to uninstall and reinstall it.
I don't want to. Have you seen the new Skype?
Yes.
Because it's on my cell phone, and I do not like it. I was like, I don't even know how to find stuff on here. This is ridiculous.
It keeps asking me to upgrade. I'm like, nope. Nope.
I accidentally hit yes. I was tired. It was 3 a.m., and I don't want to update. Yes, damn.
Nope.
Now you done messed up.
Nope.
Now look at your Skype. Look at it.
Look at what you did. All right. Oh, chat's open. I'm co-host, by the way.
I don't have any of that open on this
I know.
Computer.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time, just so when you get in there. So it's... Crap, what day is it? Is it Tuesday? Yes.
It is Tuesday,
and it's July 9th, 2013. I forgot the month. Y'all, it's been one of them days. It's July 9th, 2013. It is time for the news. Yes, Snow White is back on the air.
As only we can give it to you. Slow and dirty. Wait a minute. It's daytime.
It's daytime. We can't do that.
Well, we'll just eat cereal in their ear.
Okay, that works too. We'll be dirty, but it's by, you know, spewing food in your ear while we eat. How about that? I don't know. Does that have the same effect? I don't.
For some people, it might.
Yeah, for some people, they might be into that. Whatever you're into, whatever floats your boat. That lady over there with the cereal fetish apparently is Corey / Gaminatrix. Hi.
Hi. I am planning at some point today to let you guys get a peek at Infinite Crisis via Twitch. But I am not using – like 3-4 different Twitch softwares between all of us?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I can get mine to work. So you may see some things go up and come back down because I deleted. Like, that's not working.
I keep trying to get Star Wars to work. But I'm telling you, the OBS is not recognizing Star Wars as an application. It doesn't even show up in the list for me to choose. Like, WoW shows up easily.
Well, everybody wants to stream WoW. Yeah, everybody wants to stream WoW. I don't know that. Infinite. I'm not using OBS on the computer that Infinite Crisis is on, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens later.
I'll have to find another game to Twitch.
Yes. I was gonna Twitch some Wedding Dash for y'all just to mess with you, or that game with the hot wings. Cause I'm serious business. Me and that hot wings game got a love affair going on. Y'all don't know. I made some buffalo wings last night for a man that was dressed in a cat suit.
A cat suit?
You don't want to know.
I'm scared.
Well, you should be.
I'm scared. All right, there was actually something that I know that you would want to hear about, if you don't mind me going first.
You have to, because, you know, I had to restart Frankie, because it's just...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot. Let me find it, because I just lost it. Oh, yes. There's two things. I want to do two. Okay, so the very first thing we're going to talk about is Aaron Hernandez. And for those of you who don't know, he is actually an athlete who is being charged with murder. He allegedly murdered someone. Allegedly. He hasn't been convicted. He's on trial. There's lots of evidence against him, whatever. You can read in the news if you haven't. Where have you been? First of all, and apparently it's also had an effect on how EA handles him. So EA has actually removed Aaron Hernandez from NCAA 14 and Madden 25. Okay, here we go. You ready? All right. Aaron Hernandez, who was charged with murder on June 26, will be removed from both Madden 25 and NCAA 14, according to a report from Joystick. Hernandez was a tight end for the New England Patriots prior to being charged with the June 17 homicide of Odin L. Lloyd in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. In the short term, Hernandez's ultimate team card in NCAA 14 by getting a gold medal in the game's shovel option drill in the skill trainer mode is being replaced by current Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. In the long term, EA Sports will remove Hernandez from the game through a future title update. EA issued the following statement about the matter, and this is an exact quote. "We have made a decision to remove Aaron Hernandez from Madden NFL 25 and NCAA Football 14 because NCAA Football 14 was finalized prior to our decision. Hernandez's image still appears in Nike Skills Trainer. However, he is not in the game, and anyone who unlocks that particular Nike Skills Trainer reward will receive an Alex Smith Ultimate Team Player item instead. The image of Hernandez will be removed via a title update in the near future."
Okay. I briefly saw this, and I didn't put the two and two together with him being in any game or anything. Mm-hmm. Who did he allegedly murder? And EA, on one hand, I can say yay, but on the other hand, what if it turns out he didn't do it?
I still think it's good they're distancing because, you know, he's not even – the New England Patriots already dropped him. He's no longer on the team. So it just makes sense. It makes sense overall for them to distance themselves as far as possible. Now, granted, he may not have done it because he only allegedly did it, but from the overwhelming evidence that I have seen,
it looks like he may have. Now, let's play devil's advocate. What if he didn't do it? Why don't you just lock him up? You know what I'm saying? Just lock his everything that has to do with this character up, because if it turns out he's innocent, I see a lawsuit happening.
Not really, because New England Patriots dropped him, so he's no longer a part of the team. So it would make sense, even if he's innocent, it would make sense for EA to take him out because he's no longer on the team.
Well, he might get picked up by somebody else after this. I'm saying, you know,
true, but then they can add him to that team later. But right now, he's no longer part of New England Patriots.
Yeah, but since they're removing him, how? You know what? I don't even. I'm gonna leave y'all alone with your code because I've been all in the code lately because of that website. Y'all remember the website I told you about? Make sure you visit.
Yes.
Code.org is awesome. Awesome.
Also, I have good news. Good news.
Continue, because I'm still opening stuff back up.
Yes, I know. I actually have a lot of them, so if you want me to keep going, I can keep going. Let me tell you.
Actually, I do have.
Wait! I want to go. Shh.
Oh! Okay. Oh! Did y'all hear that? She sassed me.
She sassed me. I did. Okay, so this is all for you Fable lovers out there. Love me some Fable. I do love
Fable. We broke up with Fable, didn't we?
Yes, but it doesn't mean I don't love the game.
Okay, what'd they do?
I broke up with Microsoft. I still love Fable. It's kind of like when you have that really relationship, you're just like, what in the world was I thinking? But you still the good parts about it, you remember? That's what that is.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. So, Lionhead has almost finished compiling the achievement list for the upcoming Fable anniversary, but the developer is looking for one more to round them out. Yours. The studio is running a competition asking fans of the series to come up with a creative, challenging, fun, and unique achievement that'll test and amuse your fellow players in equal measure. A short list of the five achievements will then be made, which the community will be invited to vote on. The winner will get... I give it off, my dear. Now, this is the coolest part. The winner will get his or her name included in the game's credits and a free copy of Fable Anniversary
with all
five finalists. We'll get a T-shirt and batch of E3 badges. That's awesome.
Okay, see now?
Right?
Not that we need them, but hey, some we might be able to give them away. We might be nice. I may have to get in on that.
You can actually find full details about the competition online head site, but the closing date for submissions is Sunday, the 14th of July.
Oh, man. I got to get on that quick.
Yes. You better get on that. On it.
Where can they find that?
Lionhead site. What is the?
Is it lionheadstudios.com still?
Yeah.
I will tweet it out.
Lionhead.com.
I remember when we first started Game of Matrix, like our first week open, this was the first site I went to was Lionhead. And tried to flirt with Peter Molyneux via text. It didn't go over well. It works much better in person.
Well, it's linehead.com. You guys can go there to.
I'm tweeting it out to him.
Oh, well, she's tweeting it, so get on Twitter. Get on it.
Get on the Twitter.
And still.
Okay, I got something for you all, a beta.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, my gosh. I'm also going to tweet this one out. You need to go over. Well, first let me tell you about it. Firefall. I've been telling you about this game for months. The beta is now ready to go. Right now. Yes. It's ready to go.
Pardon me.
They are also on Twitch where we are. We are not streaming live. Please stop going over to Twitch and sending me private messages, some of you. Where's the Twitch? We will be back on Twitch. We'll take a short break while we get up to speed. Ginger was playing producer, and she is out ill. So we're going to pick that back up. Just relax. Breathe. We know y'all like to see what's going on. That's why I'm tweeting you. I'm going to tweet it for you. So you can get in and play the Firefall beta. Okay, there's no link. I'm going to have to actually download the client. I'll put it up on the site. You can get it from there shortly. Stop it, you're all.
What's the website again?
It is firefall.com.
No, our website, crazy.
Oh, gamingatrix.com.
Oh, I swear.
Okay, so you can log in. You are going to be entering what they're calling War Scarred Battle, World Battle, against Deadly and Mysterious Chosen. You can explore every corner of New Eden. You can even challenge each other. That was so Wisconsin. Challenge each other.
Challenge.
Challenge in fast-paced
PvP
combat.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Players who enter the game can also take part in a dynamically spawning Ares missions. Experience the first piece of what they're calling story-driven content, Blackwater Anomaly. Again, this is going to be free to play. They are running a Twitch channel, Firefall, during Firefall Fest. I'm going to get a schedule for you here, tell you when you can look at it on Twitch. Just search Firefall. And, okay, come on, schedule people. Where is it? And turn down that loud music. Okay. Really? So I try to turn the sound out of it.
Get off my lawn.
Come on, you flipping zombies. You're freaking zombies. Okay, so you have one starting tomorrow. If you want to watch first before you jump in, because you're like, I'm really not sure I want to play. So, no, sorry, today, actually, right now, you can listen to them and us at the same time. Open two Twitch windows. So C. Nanners and Tybee is the name of the two people that will be playing. Tybee is a girl. Please be nice to her. She looks like she would handle business all with her heels all up in your face if she wears heels. Love the haircut, Tybee. So you can play with them or watch it today. Also late, and that's from 10 to 1. Actually, this specific time, so not yet. Probably right as we're finishing up is when they'll be in. Then you have later today, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you'll get to play with Savatus and Melanie, who's also equally cute, but also looks like she would handle business. Again, guys, be nice. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. She doesn't look like she plays anything but games anyway. That you have.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's best to watch your mouth with any girl, no matter how tiny they are or what they look like, because sometimes the ones that look really sweet will kick your booty before you can blink.
I look mean, apparently, is what I've been told, but not threatening. You got that backwards, though.
Yeah. I look like I'm pissed off all the time. I look threatening, but I'm not.
So I'm going to tweet out the Firefall Fest so you can keep track of the schedule afterwards. So if you were not listening live and you want to go back later, you can look through our Twitches. And I forgot to add the hashtag today. I'm sorry. So you'll have to look through Blog Talk Radio. You know what? I'll tweet it again. Look up GDR News hashtag. And then I'm going to tweet it a second time. Okay, so you can go and check it out. Okay, so they're also doing two tomorrow, same times. And Game Breaker TV will be there as well. Hello, Game Breaker. We've had some dealings with them very long time ago, if I remember correctly. Okay, so then they're going to teach you some PvP tomorrow as well. I don't know who this guy is on the left. If you go to that page, I think his name is Jetball. You're very cute. I'm going to need you to give me your number. Okay, so they're giving away prizes, by the way. If you're like, why should I play? Well, or why should I watch? During the live Twitch cast, they're giving out an AMD and a Razer something. I don't know what it is yet. I'm trying to find out. I'm assuming it's a computer. Maybe it's a motherboard. Do you really care, though? It's AMD.
Right.
And it's Razer. Do you really, really care? Just whatever it is. I'll probably be sitting in there myself. Okay.
Just take it. Take it. Take it.
They do have a Razer laptop, which is all the awesomeness of an NVIDIA Alienware laptop without all the extra light. Well, it has some light. Remember we were talking about that? There's too much lights on the – laptop. This one just has a strip all the way around the entire laptop, like the top when it's open and the bottom. Just one strip. It's not all over the keys, and I could probably get with that. Looks like it comes with a headset, the Razer. The AMD, I'm not really sure what they're giving you there. It might be a video card. It might be their laptop. I'm not sure, but you may want to tune in just to be on the safe side. Just telling you. Okay. Back to you, though. How's the traffic going?
Well, I got to tell you, Corey, it looks pretty backed up over there on I-26. We got back-to-back traffic because of fender bend. Oh, I'm sorry.
It worked. It worked.
It did. Okay. So, the big hubbub about WoW possibly having an in-game store for real cash monies has been updated. Let me give you the update. It's kind of long, so bear with me. Here we go. Blizzard has confirmed an in-game store is on the way to World of Warcraft and detailed what regions will be getting what first. Community manager Bashiok explained that, for many, the store will simply offer a more convenient way to purchase items already available from Blizzard's cash shop. And this is a quote. Hold on. Okay, good. Here we go.
For is that how you feel about the store?
No, that was me yawning. I'm tired. Great.
I thought that was your feelings about the story. I was like, really?
No, my feelings about the story are, really, guys? Really? That's my feeling about the story. But here we go. For players who are already interested in the in-game items we offer, such as pet store pets and mounts, the benefits of an in-game store are pretty clear. We think everyone would appreciate the convenience of being able to make such purchases without having to leave the game, and ultimately, that's our long-term goal for the system, though there's quite a bit of work involved in retrofitting those existing items into the new system. He then went on to clarify that the experience-boosting items previously uncovered would be offered in Asian regions at the outset before revealing another in-game item that'll also be for purchase. Here's another quote for you. First, we'll be testing the in-game store with some new kinds of items we're looking into introducing in Asian regions at the outset based on player feedback, specifically an experience buff to assist with the leveling process, as well as an alternate way to acquire lesser charms of good fortune. We've had a lot of requests from players in different regions for convenience-oriented items such as these, and as with other new ideas we've introduced as WoW has evolved, including pet store pets, mounts, and more, your feedback plays a hugely important part in determining what we add to the game. Ultimately, it's still too early in the process to make any final determinations about our plans, but in the meantime, we hope you'll check out the in-game store once it's implemented on the PTR and let us know what you think. The inclusion of lesser charms of good fortune has caused some consternation among fans of the game, as they can be converted into an item, giving players extra chances to attain gear in raids, and I'll explain more about that in just a little bit. For many, this could mark the start of a slide into what's commonly known as pay-to-win territory, where your in-game strength isn't based on skill or time invested, but rather real-world cash spent. Blizzard has strongly denied these accusations, and the current plan doesn't make any suggestion about the charms being offered in the West. It'll be interesting to see how this one develops. As one of the final MMOs to offer a subscription fee, it seems Blizzard is looking to supplement its income amid falling player numbers. Now, let me explain a little bit about these lesser charms of good fortune. They actually came out with Pandaria. I get them all the time. They drop. Random mobs drop them. You can get them from doing quests. Any daily quests will give those to you. And what they do is that you get a certain number of them. You go to a certain NPC, exchange them for a large number, exchange them for another type of charm. And this charm is what you do to, quote, roll for good gear in a raid, like whenever you do whatever raids. And I've actually done this. I've done this, and I got some really good gear by using these particular little charms. The only thing that's going to make me mad is if they make this a pay-to-win kind of thing where you can buy these charms instead of having to farm stuff to kill them, because that always makes me angry because I've played WoW forever. Oh. And I played it before they dumbed it down, before they lowered the mount, the level that you could get them out. It used to be 40, and now it's 20. I mean, I played it way, 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 way back in the day, right? And
yeah.
Now that it's so easy, it's making me mad because I busted my butt to get where I am now. And people can get where I am in like a week.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to get this to Snow so she can watch while I do this next story. I got too many Skypes open. Too many Skypes.
Wait, okay. Is that the thing that you just posted on
that
Twitter?
I tweeted? Yep. This is the, and I know you guys are like, if you had to Twitch, you know, stop it. Really? We know. We know.
Ryan, okay?
We're getting there. We're getting there. I am super excited about this. This is the, if you clicked on our Twitter, you see actual gameplay footage of GTA 5. The new footage is showing some glimpses of the three main protagonists. So there's three now. We have Michael, Trevor, and Franklin across missions and free roaming play. The video is titled An Introduction to the World of GTA 5. It introduces the strip malls, the urban decay, the expensive stores, and towering mountains of Rockstar's reimagining of California. I'm still waiting for you guys to come do it in Texas. Dude, we got perfect place for you to set up. Anyway.
Wait, this is actual gameplay?
This is actual gameplay, and this is what it's always looked like. So I'm going to vouch for them and say, yes, you're looking at gameplay. Their gameplay looks no different from their cutscenes, which is why Rockstar is so awesome. Do you see why I keep trying to get you to play? Beautiful. And everything is interactive. You see the people walking in the background, that toilet with the foot in it. Anyway, I don't know who getting flushed down the toilet, but that's just not right. You can switch between them while you're roaming in free mode, and what you see is the camera will pull out across the map and pick up that character in the middle of another activity. This is good for those of us who have some gaming ADD, just be playing three characters at once. The game's shooting and hunting mechanics are straight out of Red Dead Redemption, which I have not yet played, been dying to play, been dying to see a good Western game. There's new systems and mini games, which allow you to cycle, parachute, play tennis. You can also play in-game stock market. Ooh, like Animal Crossing, work. And you can purchase real estate this time. Remember before you could own an apartment, but now you can actually own other stuff in the game, buildings and whatnot.
Wow.
The trailer concludes with a quick glimpse of the multiplayer mode and GTA Online, which I've been waiting for. So you see numerous people are able to take charge of all the world has to offer. You can fly planes, race cars, or just chill on the deck in your penthouse flat. I personally plan on mowing some of you down, like I said, like a redneck trucker on a rampage. Do not walk in the street. I'm not even playing. GTA is due for worldwide release coming this September 17th for PlayStation 3. Yes, Xbox 360. There's no word yet on whether it'll make it to PC, but we're pretty sure it will. Rockstar Leeds did post a job ad today asking for a PC graphics programmer to work on his latest title. So if you've been trying to look for somewhere to go and you've been wanting to get Rockstar, this is probably the time. Oh my God, there's that woman doing the yoga. Woman, I'm coming for you in the trailer. Hey, before it was the old man doing Tai Chi. I've seen her three or four times throughout this video. I'm coming for you. And the man with the sign with the George Washington wig, me and you, baby. I see you standing there. I'm going to run you over. I just got to do it. They've gotten even more detail than last time, I got to say. That laptop there is awesome. Hopefully you all are watching this along with me. Beautiful, beautiful work, Rockstar. I know it's going to be awesome. If I could just get Snow to play, get her past the gunplay thing. You don't have to play online, but the stories are always good with Rockstar. They do an excellent job with their stories, I got to say. And I keep saying this last one just had me in tears and just heartbroken. Just that's when you know you do good writing. You can elicit an emotion from the player. Some of you just want to get in and shoot people, but I actually like the story.
I got to say, I have cried from some of the quest lines in WoW.
Then these will probably just rip you up.
No, some of the quest lines in WoW are very deep. If you actually pay attention to the story, watch the cutscenes, and read the quest and read the storylines and follow what's going on. Mm-hmm. The quest lines are very good in WoW, very good, especially in Pandaria. And well, I would say from Cataclysm to Pandaria, the quest lines are awesome.
So then you got to try this one out. I'm telling you, forget the fact that, you know, it's guns and whatever, and enjoy the story. If you can watch, you know, something like Fight Club or whatever and see the story behind it, you'll more than likely enjoy this. Really, really good. One of the there's a couple of characters in GTA 4 that used to just tug at my heartstrings. One of them was a guy. He had been to jail. He had done something wrong, but he had done his time, and he'd gotten out, and he'd really changed. But nobody was letting him change. People were not treating him differently, and he was so depressed. Now, of course, later on, after he called me the 18th time saying, nobody wants to hang out with me, I was like, look, dude, you have to make some friends. Stop calling me. But but those first couple of times, I felt so bad for him. I went to go pick him up, and I was like, good job, Rockstar, because that's what they want you to do. He has missions, obviously, when you go pick him up, or things that you do with him to earn things, earn little achievements or whatever. So, but it was really heart tugging. He does, when the first time he talks to you, like, you know, you do something wrong and you learn from your mistake and people never let you forget it. Even after you do your time, they keep seeing you as that person. And I keep telling them I'm not that person anymore. Nothing I do, nothing I say changes that. And I was like, oh, I'm coming to pick you up, man. I'm coming. I'm gonna pick you up. I know you ain't got no friends. I'm gonna be your friend. Yeah, so you gotta play. Beautiful. I'm trying not to give away the main storyline because I want her to play. I want Snow to call me after she's played that main one. I know she's gonna play because as girls we will gravitate towards that one, and then call me crying, going, "I hate you, you bitch."
I'll do it too. Like, you made me play it. That'd be me.
Or that first quest, those of you who play GTA, I will tell you this. The one where you have to choose whether or not you're going to kill the guy hanging off the building, that one hurt me too. Because he's yelling, "I got kids!" And then you have the voiceover going, "Should I kill him? Should I not kill him? If I don't kill him, he's going to come after me. If I do, I leave kids. Leave the kids without father. Please, man, I got a wife and kids, please!" You're like, "Ah, no!" Yeah, that one hurt me. I won't tell you what I did, because everybody's story is different. But yeah, that one hurt me.
I would probably kill him.
I'm not going to tell you what I did. Right. But I was all angsty. I'm even angsty now talking about it. I keep wringing my hands. And that's what I did. I put the controller down going, "Oh." And the other thing is, I will tell you this much. Even if you don't pick, he falls.
Oh, damn. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that during the day.
Okay.
Those are words we can't say during the day. Those are okay.
Okay, that just slipped out. Sorry.
Wait a minute. What is, you're all telling me, you know, what? I don't know what that is, man. I don't know what that is. He sent me a message via Skype. I was like, I don't know what that, okay, oh, wait a minute. That was not even my main story. Okay, I have another one. Those of you who want a PlayStation 4, you're not going to get it from GameStop.
Yup.
They have stopped taking pre-orders. They said the demand is too high. They are not taking additional store reservations for PlayStation 4. Customers interested in the PS4 can add their name to a notification list and receive an email when GameStop resumes orders on the system. The GameStop site is predominantly pushing Xbox One pre-orders, which remain available in a variety of configurations. GameStop is not the first major retailer to lock down the PS4 orders. According to GI International, the Toys R Us has also sold out of pre-sold.
Wow.
The retailer says it will open reservations back up soon. Amazon, though, is continuing to offer PS4 orders, but will only promise delivery at launch if you buy a bundle, including software as well. Other retailers, Best Buy and Walmart, are still selling unbundled launch day pre-orders for the console. And let me advise you, as we tell all of you, if you are trying to not stand in line or avoid a rush of trying to pre-order anything or pick up any new game, go to the hood and get your PlayStation. And when we say the hood, I mean the neighborhood you are afraid to go to. Now, We need to warn you. Take off all your jewelry. Put your little credit card. Girls, put it in your bra. Boys, put it in your front pocket. Put the cell phone in your front pocket. Don't pull it out. Don't be texting while you're walking. Don't be talking on the phone. Keep your eyes forward. Get in the store. Pay your pre-order. Get out and go.
Yeah. And move fast.
Walk fast and keep looking around and look crazy. You might want to mumble to yourself a few times.
You know, I actually did that one time. It works.
It does.
It really does. Like, I was walking by, and there was this group of guys standing there, and I mean, I'm goth.
Yes,
I'm goth, but these people were just scary. Like, wow, like hardcore, like painted faces, and they were all staring at me with them beady eyes, and I was like, psycho killer. And so I started mumbling to myself, and you know, like, kind of like twitching every now and then.
There you go. So you
and they
got it.
Kinda, yeah, they left me alone.
You just said, "Tell me about the rush." No. And you talk to your hand like it's a puppet when you get in the store. You pre-order. You come back out and you say, "We didn't want to do that. We didn't want to do that."
Be like, "No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Okay, no. Okay, maybe. Why are you telling me this?" And like, whoa.
I don't want to eat the grackles.
You know, we need to make that a shirt. I don't want to eat the grackles.
So you're laughing. I may have one ready by the end of the day.
Dude, that'd be awesome. All right, I have one. Hold on. Okay, so. I don't know what that was. Okay, so we all know that Star Wars was taken by Disney, yes?
Yeah.
By now, we're all aware of this. I'm actually not happy about that at all. But honestly, what else could they do to it that George Lucas didn't?
This is true. You are right.
Because George Lucas kind of ruined it. But anyway, so the big question came about for all you Kingdom Hearts fans.
Oh.
Are the Star Wars characters going to be in the next Kingdom Hearts?
Yes.
So, Kingdom Hearts creator Tetsuya Nomura has commented on the possibility of Star Wars characters appearing in Kingdom Hearts 3. Speaking to Finneland via Kotaku, Nomura explained that he'd love to see the characters included, but that rights issues make it more complicated than you might expect. This is a quote for you from Nomura. He says, "We've been talking about Star Wars itself since it became Disney's content recently. When I heard the news, I was like, wow. Yeah." That's really what he said. Yeah, obviously it's going to be great if we could add it, but like I said, there are a lot of restrictions and rules by Disney, so we don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, we'll see. Nomura's comments echo what he told IGN at E3, saying at the time that Disney's companies are all very different. Sometimes the answer is absolutely no, and sometimes the answer is, we don't know. Disney's pretty honest. If the situation is really difficult, they'll say it's really difficult. If it's impossible, they'll say it's impossible. Disney acquired the rights to Star Wars in October. Kingdom Hearts 3, meanwhile, was announced at E3. So I'm really hoping they do, because I can imagine playing with Chewbacca.
Oh, my God.
That would be – I love Chewbacca. And, of course, you got to have Yoda in there.
I want it. I have not gotten to play a Kingdom Hearts yet, and I've been dying to. So this will be nice.
Can you imagine how
– my first one. Yeah.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be to have the emperor? Is it the emperor?
Oh, I know who he's the evil with the guy.
I think is it called? I'm having a total blank right now. Is he called? He's called the emperor, isn't he?
I'm having a blank too, but I know who you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, the dude with the hood.
The force is strong with this one.
Give in to your hate. Yeah, that guy. I think it's the Emperor. I'm so upset because I was such a Star Wars nut. I think it's the Emperor because I was just playing Star Wars. Pretty sure it's the Emperor. But anyway, how awesome would it be for him to be one of the bad guys or for Darth Vader?
What?
Can you imagine how awesome that would be?
Yes.
Or one of those slimy senators that kind of stab you in the back. They act all nice and they stab you in the back.
Yes.
That would be excellent. And, of course, you have to have an Ewok and a Bantha. Ooh, a Bantha would be nice.
Why can't I have an Ewok as a pet?
Oh, that would be awesome.
I put him on my hip and run with him. Okay, anyway. I'm sorry. I've just been dying. Ever since I first saw them when I was little, I was like, I want one of those so I can put him on my hip. He looks like they look like teddy bears.
They're so cute. I mean, I'm fully aware that they're
grown-up adult creatures.
Yeah, they're What's the PC term now?
I don't know, but there's people in their suits. But they're wearing a bear costume. We want to pick you up.
They are the vertically challenged. They're vertically challenged grown-ups in Ewok suits, but they're so cute.
I want to pick them up.
I want to pick them up and pinch their cheeks, and oh, they're so cute.
All right, I have some bad news. I hate to go from cracking joke to this, but we lost another one of our own. Games journalist Ryan Davis passed away on July 3rd. He is the co-founder of a website you may know of, Giant Bomb. The cause of death has not yet been made public. The announcement on Giant Bomb product manager Matthew Rory commented, it says, obviously, we're all very stunned. Ryan was a good friend to all of us, and many of you know that Ryan was recently married, so he just got married. So in the face of all this awfulness, many of us will at least always remember him as we last saw him, outrageously, uproariously happy, looking forward to his next adventure with the biggest grin he could hold. Davis also spent 8 years at GameSpot, and after leaving the consumer games late in 2008, he went on to found Giant Bomb with former GameSpot colleague Jeff Gertzman, David most recently was getting a warm reception for his work as the host of the Giant Bombcast, and he also has been well received, of course, at PAX Prime and PAX East, where he regularly led panels. Most of the comments on Giant Bomb Readers have expressed total disbelief, as some even thought it was a joke. It is not a joke, unfortunately. Our condolences to his friends, family, and his wife. That is not easy to go through. And he was so young, he was only 34.
Wow.
A very young man.
He's only a year older than me. What?
Yeah, he's a very, you guys are very, very young. Just goes to show you, you never know how much time you got left. And then I'm going to jump to another something else, just so I don't leave you all sad. I don't know about you girls, but I got my lap mapped out that I'm going to sit in, because The Last of Us is selling like hotcakes. Do hotcakes really sell like hotcakes? I'm curious. Anyway,
I think they do, but they wouldn't be hot if they didn't sell like hotcakes. Then they would be lukewarm cakes.
So The Last of Us sold over 3.4 million copies between digital sales and Blu-ray copies. Sony.
I'm sorry, I just cracked myself.
You are. That was funny. I had to just pause for a minute. Okay, so according to Sony, they're celebrating the 3.4 million in global sales of the post-apocalyptic adventure The Last of Us. Sony added the game has exceeded sales expectations, and as of July 3rd, has become the fastest-selling PS3 title of 2013. I'm glad you all clarified, because you know Snow's going to know this one too. What's the best-selling PC game of all time since 1998? The Sims. Nobody has knocked them off of their pedestal yet. Isn't that amazing?
It makes a lot of sense. I love The Sims. I actually cannot find my copy of Sims 3. I'm a little irritated.
Oh, you know what? Did you ever register it online?
I think I did.
Then you can download a digital copy. They started doing that. That's the only redeeming factor that
what?
Has. Yes, if you bought it and you were smart enough to register and you can't find your disc, you can download the digital copy now.
Is that the EA website?
Origin.com.
Oh, I hate
Origin, but that was a smart idea that they did. I appreciate that more than they know, because I lost one of my discs too. And then I was like, I said this. I remember, because you know we have said this to you guys here before. We all here have downloaded a bootleg copy, but we always go back and buy them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, did I not buy that one? Oh my god, I can't believe I didn't buy it. And I went and looked at my account, and there it was. I was like, oh, I did buy it! Yay! and downloaded it and was happy. And you all should do the same. If you're going to be stealing stuff, at least make sure when you have money, you go back and pay the developers. It's not getting back at a faceless person. That's somebody's job that they need to keep. They got families to feed. Anyway.
Right? That's the thing that kind of makes me mad. Is people are like, well, I only do this to get back at the developers. No, you're not getting back at the developers. You're getting back at the people who get laid off because of it.
Yep. Go back and buy a copy. Or at the very least, if you ain't going to buy a copy, especially with Sims, buy some in-game stuff. Buy a pack. Give them some money. You can say, well, I didn't buy the game, but I spent the equivalent in, you know, pack. You know, EA, we still don't like you, but they have been super, looks like they're trying to lean back towards community now. And I forgot to tell you about this.
What?
You, because you're the other simmer that I know. They were giving away those sim points to buy furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
And all you have to do was watch a video.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You didn't tell me?
I forgot. Girl, I was watching that video like 15 times. I was like, I need some money. I need that couch.
Oh, you done hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
For real.
I might Twitch my Sims at some point for you all. If I could, you know what? First, I have to make sure that one Sim I have isn't stripping naked, because I had one that would take off all her clothes and ride her room through town. She's a witch. I don't know why she did this, but she would. You ever have any Sims that are crazy?
Yes.
Like that?
I think I named her Corey.
Aptly named, yes, because, yeah. Are you ready? Because I got another one if you're not. Are you looking for the Sim points?
I have one. You ready?
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yes. It's your turn.
Okay, so everybody understands that businesses have to cut costs, right? Well, Nintendo, again, is coming out as a good guy, and this is why. Nintendo President Satoru Iwata.
I love his name.
Right?
Iwata.
Recently told investors that reducing staff may be a good way to lower overhead costs in the short term, but it also comes at the expense of developer morale and productivity in the long term. I like him. Okay?
That's right.
That is exactly right. This is a quote that he gave. He says, if we reduce the number of employees for a better short-term financial result, employee morale will decrease, and I sincerely doubt employees who fear that they may be laid off will be able to develop software titles that could impress people around the world. I believe we can become profitable with the current business structure in consideration of exchange rate trends and popularization of our platforms in the future. Iwata went on to say that unnecessary costs should be eliminated and that business operations should always be made to be as efficient as possible, but eliminating employees is not a good way to deal with financial problems.
Work.
Right? He says, we should, of course, cut unnecessary costs and pursue efficient business operations. I also know that some employers publicize their restructuring plan to improve their financial performance by letting a number of their employees go, but at Nintendo, employees make valuable contributions in their respective fields, so I believe that laying off of a group of employees will not help to strengthen Nintendo's business in the long run. How about that? You want job security? Go work for Nintendo.
Nintendo, yep. And they are hiring. They are hiring. I saw some jobs with them yesterday, but you have to be in the San Francisco area. And they want to. They do have talented people. They don't just hire for one thing. The person, the job I saw yesterday was a community manager slash scripter. Which means they were going to have you working on a game as well as be the community manager. So scripting, you could probably do some little minor stuff, you know, make some trees talk or something. I don't know.
I did register The Sims. I actually downloaded it off of Origin. Yes!
See, doesn't that make you happy? I lost my disc. I can still get it?
What?
Ah, she's making me feel good today. I had a bad day. I like when I can help people. That makes me feel good. All right, you people.
I have to download Origin to download The Sims 3.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Crap, doohickeys. Fine.
Yeah, got to do it. All right, you people that love you some Counter-Strike might want to listen up. Ha, ha, ha. Fame and influence don't always go hand in hand. Min Lee is walking, talking proof of that fact. As the co-creator of Counter-Strike, Lee was responsible for one of the biggest evolutionary leaps in the industry's most popular genre. A game as important as Quake or Half-Life to the development of the modern first-person shooter is how this works. It's also an important milestone for the growing popularity of esports. Why? I don't know why esports is focused solely on first-person shooters, because there's a lot of games where, like I said, you put my cousin in a room with some other people with some Bejeweled and tell her that she's going to win money, she's going to eat them up. There will be nobody winning. Lee, of course, is attending Barcelona's Game Lab conference to speak about the challenges facing contemporary developers working with multiplayer shooters. And according to GI.biz, he is uniquely placed to comment, not just because of the huge success of his 1999 game, or his actually 1999 Half-Life mod, but because of the ambiguous fortunes of his latest project, Tactical Intervention, an online FPS 5 years in the making. Indeed, Lee moved to South Korea from his native Canada in 2008 to secure funding from a local publisher called OG Planet, a considerable personal sacrifice for Lee, and one that didn't pay off as he'd hoped. Why does that name sound familiar to me?
OG, I have no Planet. Idea.
That sounds extremely familiar, as in looks like the original incarnation of GGR might have been working on something with them. If this is who I think it is, yeah, they tanked, and we didn't go down with them. We left. We jumped ship, and here we are. Tactical Intervention, of course, launched in March this year, and its servers were closed in June. The players simply didn't turn up. Which I remember, I was not interested in playing Half-Life. He says, we're publishing in North America with a publisher that was mainly geared towards casual games. He said they were kind of disappointed with the numbers that we were getting, and we weren't getting a lot of player retention. The players felt that in order to get that retention, it would involve a lot more money to promote the game. We came to a mutual agreement, and it's probably not the best thing to be working with a publisher that doesn't cater to hardcore FPSs. But Tactical Intervention is far from dead. Lee recently signed with a German publisher, RNTS, which plans to relaunch the game globally through Steam.
What?
That's right. This, Lee believes...
That's a good idea, actually.
Excellent idea. Lee believes this will correct one of the problems that mostly undermine Tactical Intervention's chances of success on its first attempt. Because we found that a lot of players were really turned off by the fact that it wasn't on Steam. They were really against installing a separate launcher and that sort of thing. It's a huge problem for us to convince people to play our game because they didn't even want to install it. I have to agree. That's I'm very happy that Gamers First has allowed APB and Fallen Earth to be on Steam, because I'm sorry, I love y'all. I'm going to uninstall your launcher, and I'll play through Steam. No problem.
Right?
I need one installer, one place. Lee says he can understand PC gaming's community's loyalty to Steam, not just loyalty, but because it's just a one-stop shopping. Really, if I could find it somewhere else, I'd do it elsewhere. And there is elsewhere. But he praises Valve's platform for convenience and user-friendliness. He believes that their devotion has created a sort of tacit monopoly in the market. Simply, if you aren't on Steam, your chances of success are exponentially worse. A significant portion of the audience won't even contemplate buying out of its confines. The decision to go it alone was taken due to another disruptive force emerging since the release of Counter-Strike Free-to-Play. Eesh. When Lee first approached Steam about supporting tactical intervention 3 years ago, it hadn't yet embraced the business model, Free-to-Play. So he said today things are different. But at the time, OG Planet left Lee with no other option. He says it was not my decision. It was someone higher up, and they were really adamant about going down the Free-to-Play route. They really felt the future of the industry had shifted, and in order to get a game like ours to exist, we had to explore this avenue of monetization. Initially, when I started the game, I really wanted to be a standalone product, much like Counter-Strike, but they convinced me that there's just so many games out there that it's really hard to find a market space without free-to-play. Speaking to Lee about free-to-play now, he says it's clear that he has problems with the model on pretty much every level. He believes that the core audience for a game like Tactical Intervention still nurtures a strong aversion to free-to-play games. Another important factor is the struggle to find a large enough audience. People will just not play a game for that reason, regardless of how interesting it is. It's frustrating to trying to make a game when your business model is driving them away. He says, I'd rather they didn't play the game because it sucks. He says, as a developer, I just want to give it a shot, and if they don't like it, leave for that reason, not the business model. Nevertheless, Lee offers sympathy for their position. As a consumer, he places himself in the same part of the market, the old school, the hardcore, who nourished their hobby in times when all the cost of purchasing was up front. Get off my lawn! Okay, anyway, beyond the ever-present concern over the pay-to-win mechanics, something Lee fought throughout Tactical Interventions. You know, this is getting really lengthy there, Lee. Okay, anyway, I don't have a date when his game will be out. I'm going to cut this off. If you want to go and check out some of what he said, you can look up his name online. His name is Min Lee, M-I-N-H space L-E. And again, he's a co-creator of Counter-Strike. I think that the free-to-play model is going to work very well for you because you'll probably be the first FPS to do it. And Counter-Strike is not a bad FPS. And, ooh, the texture in on that there sleeve is awesome. The screenshot I'm looking at.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Hey, if it's not water, it's the texture. It is awesome. It's awesome. Whoever did that did a fantastic job. I didn't like Half-Life that much, but I will play an FPS every now and again. With other girls, some of you guys I don't like to play. You don't laugh or giggle enough, and you take it way too serious. I just want to shoot everybody.
Dude.
My teammates. Everybody. I shoot everybody.
The last time I played an FPS, I played Team Fortress 2, and I played it with my ex. And he took it so serious, it was ridiculous. Like, he got killed, and I laughed because I thought it was funny. He said, why didn't you heal me? Because I was laughing at
laughing.
You. I'm like, chill out, dude. It's not that hard. Just relax. Relax. And then hearing the people in voice.
Dude, stop it. You're getting me killed. Dude, I'm going to tell you. I tell the story all the time. Remember the guy I told you about I dated was giving me this lecture in Dark Ages of Camelot sitting on the hill? I'm not going to say his name, but yeah, he was giving me the business. We were sitting on the side of a hill, and I saw the bad guys coming. I didn't say anything, or I tried to say something. He was too busy trying to explain to me why I needed to keep him healed. And they came, and they ate up his effing lunch, and I took off running, and I was laughing the whole time. I could not stop laughing. I'm trying not to laugh now, and that's been so many years ago. He had it coming, though. Stop talking. Just enjoy the game. You know, you are too serious.
It's a game. You know the best thing about a game is it's made to have fun. It's made to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, you're supposed to get blown up and stuff. And you don't want to play with me because, y'all know, Halo, y'all, everybody's cannon fodder. If I got a sticky grenade, I told you. And everybody thinks I'm joking the first time they play with me. They're like, I heard you like to stick sticky grenades to yourself. I do. And they go, ha ha, I don't believe you do that. See me coming running towards you. It's on my chest. Just look at my chest because that's where I put it. Then I'm going to jump and poof, everybody's blowing up. And all you were hearing was, ah, ha, 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 ha. That
now,
is good fun.
I actually have a story of a game that people are not able to play and have fun because somebody's being, I don't know if I can say this on morning, a douche.
You can say that, yeah.
Yes, he's being a douche. This person's being a douche. It may be more than one person. I don't know. But here we go. The developers of the indie action RPG game Cube World have been trying to sell early alpha access to the game for a little under a week, but fans who try to purchase the game keep getting an error and can't complete the purchase. At first, developers thought the problem was that too many visitors were trying to buy the cute little voxel-based RPG at the same time. It turns out that the problem is that someone has been consistently bombarding the servers with an intentional distributed denial of service attack.
A what?
Yeah. Initially, this is the quote for you, initially we assumed the fault was on our side, like our download updating system could be broken, so we closed the sale and improved our system, Wally Funk, developer behind the game, told Kotaku. But it turned out that all these problems were the result of a DOS attack. It seems that someone is trying to systematically damage us and our business. The attacks usually occur during evening and night, as soon as we open our store or user registrations. The attackers obviously want to prevent us from selling our game. Being just a small team, him and his wife, we didn't expect such things. We just tried to make our game available in its early state in the best possible way, which is on our homepage, where we can directly communicate with the community and provide patches and updates easily. The good news is that he's trying to fix the problem. The bad news is the servers are still down, and the site where you buy it is currently offline. So this little small indie game made by a husband and wife team is being shut down by some douche doing DOS attacks on the website.
What game is this again?
It's called Cube World, and the screenshot of it is really adorable. I mean, it's obviously pixelated. It looks almost like Minecraft would look, but it's a mm-hmm. little more cutesy than Minecraft.
I guess that's the same husband and wife that made another game that was out a couple of years ago. That was a really big hit on iPhone that I kept wanting them to bring to Droid. I wonder if that's them. You know what, guy out there, stop doing that. They're a little small team. You're not doing anything. You're picking on somebody. Anonymous, where are you? Come find this guy. Do something with him.
Yeah, hey, Anonymous, seriously, find out who's doing this and stop them. How about that? Do something good. I have one more. I want to do this.
What?
Okay, so I'm a big military person. My whole family's military. So I'm always big for anything to do with the troops, right? So yeah. Operation Supply Drop was a huge success for the 4th of July, okay?
Oh, how nice.
Yay. So Operation Supply Drop, which is just a charity that creates care packages for servicemen and women on active duty in war zones, managed to create and send 12 care packages to 5 U.S. military units deployed across Afghanistan, and one package to a soldier who was injured in Afghanistan and is currently recuperating at the Walter Reed National Military Hospital. Collectively, the 12 packages, which is part of their latest drive for the 4th of July, codenamed Pixel Fireworks, awesome, contained $30,000 in video game systems, and special peripherals donated by Able Gamers. Now, there's a whole list of people who donated. Now, that's not $30,000 for all 12 put together. That's $30,000 per package.
Ooh, nice.
Right? So when they sent out one package, it wasn't just one system and one game. This is $30,000 worth of gaming stuff, plus peripherals for those who might be handicapped, might be disabled, and not able to play as everyone else would. So Operation Supply Drop, you hear me clapping? I mean it, dude. Awesome. Rock on. That was my feel good of the day.
Well, no, what you needed was some of this right here.
I know, but I wanted it to be my clapping because it was something like personal for me. That kind of gives me the warm fuzzies.
It's warm fuzzies for all of us. We love our troops.
That's true.
I would love some troops in a very personal way if y'all want to
sing. Right? Don't you look good in those uniforms? Oh, dude.
Man, I have not seen a man yet that looks bad in a uniform. I'm not even joking.
And I'm telling you, I have seen some men that I would not look twice at in regular civilian clothes. But put them in a uniform, I'm like, dang.
You need me to sit in your lap.
Uniform on during the whole process. It's possible. All right, we can't go down that road. It's daytime.
Maybe later. All right.
Maybe later.
Okay, Apple.
Oh, I'm blushing. Okay.
Okay, my hands are red too. All right. Oh, I gave away the secret. I should have said that. Never mind. Anyway, so. talk too much sometimes. Okay, so Apple has marked their 5-year anniversary of the iOS App Store by revealing the best-selling downloads across all of its platforms. And unsurprisingly, it's Angry Birds heavy. Yeah, the best-selling. And I'm going to give them to you. I'm just going to do the iPhone ones because I don't know how much time we have. I may get to the other ones, but we're going to do the iPhone ones. Number 10 is, of course, Angry Birds Space. Number 9, Tiny Wings. 8, Words with Friends. 7, Camera Plus. 6, WhatsApp Messenger. 5, Angry Birds Seasons. 4, Cut the Rope. 3, Doodle Jump. 2, Fruit Ninja. Baby Natrix had a hand in that one. And number 1, again, Angry Birds. Yeah.
I'm so tired of Angry Birds. It makes me angry.
Nah. You haven't played the Star Wars one yet, have you?
No.
Don't do it.
Okay.
It's really good, but don't do it.
Now, I have played Cut the Rope, however. That's actually addictive.
Yeah, that was a review for you. That's somewhere on our site, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. It's actually
a review
addictive.
For you. They also made Cut the Button, which I reviewed. I love that game. So Cut the Button. That is one of those games that's stupid, and I just love it. I will sit and play it for hours.
The most random crap. I mean, it's just
no rhyme or reason to that one. I don't know why. It's literally cutting buttons off of material. That's the whole game. You cut the buttons off the material, and then you have to catch them in this little cup. And I love that game. And of course, you got titanium buttons, which you can't cut. See, I'm not playing. I love that game.
Let me do a quick one, real quick. You ready?
Okay.
All right, the Entertainment Software Association, otherwise known as the ESA, announced today that Activision Blizzard has rejoined the trade group as a member after a 5-year absence.
That one yesterday already, woman.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, well, I wasn't paying attention to that one. So, okay. I must have been zoned out or something. So, Activision Blizzard rejoins ESA. Done.
Yay.
Okay, so.
I will tell them a quick one. I got a quick one.
Go ahead.
Distribution company Writers Group Film has acquired Amiga Games. If you all remember, if you're old enough, you remember there was an original computer, everything, Amiga, for $500,000. It's a company that republishes classic game titles for smartphones, consoles, PCs, and tablets. And, of course, they were unable to do so until they actually bought the company. The deal gives the company access to over 300 titles under existing license agreements with multiple intellectual property owners. So they're very pleased to be working with this well-managed game developer and distributor, and they're excited that they're participating in their own growth story through this acquisition. This is from Eric Mitchell, who's the CEO of Writers Guild Group. Says, we believe Amiga Games has an established value proposition that can enhance both revenues and return on bottom line, and they've already got a fan base. Granted, some of the fan base are grandparents now, but I'm telling you, once they see some of these games come back, you're going to see some grandparents playing some games. Y'all better look out. Your grammy is going to want to play on your iPhone. She's going to take it from you. I want to play Indiana Jones, is what she's going to say.
I want to play me some of that Indiana Jones.
I want to play some of that Pitfall Harry. Give me that phone.
You're not allowed to do that anymore, just so you know.
Load it up so I can see it better.
All right, we got about a minute and 45 seconds left.
Take us out.
We're going to leave. Okay, so tune in tonight, Pixinista. We're doing it tonight, yeah?
Sí, mamacita.
I will try to figure out how to get Skype to work with OBS before then, because I know y'all want your Twitch, and I'm going to try, I promise. But kind of bear with us, because this is newfangled gadgetry, you know. Stay off my lawn! All right. I'm just saying. But you can still hear us on Blog Talk, of course, and we're on Twitter, Facebook, our website, GamingNatures.com, all that other good stuff. You can always favorite us if you like us, but also you can favorite us if you don't, because this is how we roll. Say good day.
I say good day to you. Good day.
Hip hip cheerio.
She was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Carolyn is in you too. One day they woke me up, so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never.
Ha ha ha!
didn't.